In Focus at Tate. I'm John Chu, speaking from the Prints and Drawings Room at Tate Britain. This is an interview which is part of an In Focus research project devoted to Thomas Gainsborough's portrait of Peter Darnall Mullman, Charles Crockett, and William Keeble in a landscape, co-owned by Gainsborough's House and Tate. I'm interviewing Hannah French of the Royal Academy of Music about her performance on the flute inspired by the painting. So Hannah, the 18th century was something of a golden age for the flute in Britain, wasn't it?
It was. It was fashionable. It was the latest in good taste. The technology had been advanced and the Parisians especially were making some really cracking instruments. And in Restoration London especially, musicians were coming over from the continent for all the freelancing opportunities and bringing with them their ideas, their scores, and crucially their instruments. And the flute was the star of the show.
And did it keep those international associations as the 18th century went on?
To an extent, yes. So very, very popular in France, and really the exquisite taste of the ornaments from the French court just sound perfect on the instrument. So yeah, it definitely kept a real flavour of it. And of course it was called the German flute as well. So, you know,
an international instrument.
Yeah.
But despite this widespread popularity, Gainsborough's portrait of William Keeble, it's quite unusual, isn't it?
It is. It's curious because he's outside, yeah. And he appears to be playing. Often when gentry or portrait sitters wished to be painted with their instrument, they didn't necessarily hold it to their lips. It's not the most flattering look out there. It would probably look a lot more noble if you're resting it on your knee. So yeah, it's an interesting decision that he's made.
So I suppose it makes it all the more valuable for a period musician like yourself, these kinds of sources. And how do portraits like this help you understand 18th century musicians and how they played the flute?
It's tantalising because you've always got to think about the agenda. Why is he holding it up? Why does he appear to be playing it? And yeah, it's really useful. Interestingly, he conforms quite exactly to descriptions of how to sit and how to stand to play the flute and how to hold it to your lips, where your fingers should be, where your arms should be. And it's almost as if he's being portrayed very correctly. You know, Keeble was a portraitist himself, so I don't think it's too much of a step to think that he had a hand in it. Yeah. Certainly he wanted it to be right, and it's very proper for that.
And we know from the technical images, so the x-rays and the radiographs, that Gainsborough changed the figure quite a number of times in order to perhaps create that sense of authenticity, in the sense that this is a real musician playing something correctly. He doesn't want to be seen playing the instrument wrongly. But I noticed earlier when we were taking photographs of you before that actually the photographer kept asking you to shift a little bit. So you were adopting the correct flautist pose, but that wasn't quite right for the photograph. So it makes me wonder how reliable these sources are for someone like you.
Yeah, well, there's always going to be a compromise, isn't there? What looks good and what might work best in the sound world. It was an odd experience standing in front of the portrait, having my photograph taken whilst playing or pretending to play. It made me sympathise with him a bit, because if he was sitting for Gainsborough playing a few ditties every day, I don't know. It certainly made it feel like it was a very conscious decision to be portrayed in that way, definitely.
And you've brought with you a beautiful wooden flute. Can you describe it to us and tell us why you chose this particular instrument to bring?
Yeah, it's a boxwood flute. It's been stained, so it's pretty much the same colour as the flute in the portrait. And it was made by a wonderful maker in Germany, Martin Venner. It's an Oberlander, a copy of an Oberlander, which was a very good flute made in Germany in the 18th century. And it's interesting that Keeble is playing this instrument. It's not a local flute. It's not a flute that was made in England. And it's not a flute that's heavily decorated. So to me, it looks like he's really prioritising sound over the visuals. He could have had it engraved in silver. He could have had ivory rings around it. Perhaps he spent his money on getting the best instrument he possibly could to show off his talent.
I'm fascinated that you can attribute the maker of a flute in a painting just as you can attribute the maker of a painting. It's almost like people know, you'd know that this was a Gainsborough and you'd know that this is an Oblander, and there's this sense of connoisseurship around both the music making and the image making. Absolutely fascinating. And can I ask you what inspired you to choose the particular pieces that that you play today? How, in what way do they respond to the image?
Yeah, the pieces that I chose have all come from the archives of the British Library. And they are, well, 4 out of 5 are without a bass. They're just for a flute solo, which is what we see him playing in the portrait. And the minuets from court come from these pocketbooks. They look like checkbooks, mm-hmm. and they would fit neatly into a gentleman's pocket. So mm-hmm. if he were taking his morning walk with his flute, or perhaps mm-hmm. even with a walking stick with a flute inside
it. Yeah, tell us about those, these yeah, walking well, stick flutes.
They were very fashionable, mm-hmm. and you know, every gentleman worth his salt was seen with a cane. Mm-hmm. But they could often contain secret things, like maybe a quill and some paper, mm-hmm. Or a telescope, which sounds quite spying on the local gentry, I don't know. And then many of them have musical instruments inside them, so very tiny, skinny violins. Mm-hmm. Perhaps a dancing master would whip that out and just play a little tune for people mm-hmm. to dance to. And yeah, there were oboes and flutes, flutes probably being the most common, because, yeah, mm-hmm. very sophisticated instrument. You need never be without it.
So playful, witty attitude to yeah. music making, isn't it? It's yeah. almost to entertain doubly the people you're playing for.
Exactly, and we're often very serious with our music making. It can mm. be a very earnest profession, and actually it does play up the whimsical side of it, and especially of this repertoire. Yeah. They're tradi-